Good evening, everyone. Welcome. We're going to start a Board of Commissioners meeting and a workshop session. We're going to call the meeting to order. And a roll call, please.
Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Spence.
Is that Preston Viewson?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
I'm here.
Commissioner Rome.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell is absent, and Commissioner Stevens.
Here. Would you join me, please, in your pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll just mention, even though we had to delay for a few minutes, we do have a full plate tonight. It's time for public comment, the opportunity to speak to the commission regarding any topic. Those wishing to speak or participating by Zoom may fill out a public comment form or raise your hand. We are good. We have advisory items tonight. First up, item 6A, Byproduct Recovery Center, Phase 1 update. We're getting the briefing.
Thank you, Commissioner. So we have on hand tonight Stephen Hayne as well as Alan Isman to give us an update on Phase 1.
Thank you, Commissioners, for your time today. Thank you, everyone. What we're looking at is a byproduct recovery center that would entail bringing in water from multiple different seafood processing plants and then processing it to recover organic matter out of it so they can be used beneficially. Next slide. So I'm Steve Hammer. I'm with SLR Consulting. I'm a chemical engineer with 30 years of experience. 20 working with the seafood industry. Alan and Abby here, they'll talk here in just a little bit. They're with Aquaterra Consultants. Alan's also a chemical engineer, and they have 40 plus years of experience. Next slide. So why do we want a byproduct recovery center? Well, the seafood industry is a major economic engine for Astoria and the West Coast. The processors, DEQ discharge permits have new requirements that are extremely challenging to meet. And combining the water from different facilities in just one treatment facility has economic benefits with regard to construction costs, assuming grants can be acquired, and operational costs and things like that. Next slide. Oh, it looks so similar to the last one. What is the byproduct recovery center? So seafood wastewater has a lot of protein, fat, oil, and grease in it. This is all stuff that can be valuable for doing other things with it. So we want to recover it and then use it for something else, fertilizer or compost or some other beneficial use, rather than just discharging it to the river. This is kind of the poster child for the concept of what's called industrial symbiosis, which is kind of a buzzword recently, where we're looking at trying to identify things that are coming out of one industrial process and figure out how to use it in another one, so that we're just reusing things instead of just wasting them. Next slide. This is Alan.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having us here. I'm with Aquaterra Consultants, Alan Isman, my partner Abby. Next slide, please. What we know today, there is no off-the-shelf technology that the seafood processors can install today to comply with the new DEQ permits limits, particularly for bacteria. We can meet the bacterial limits with the existing technologies. The current technology that comes closest requires the use of chemicals that contain toxic acrylamides that make the sludge unattractive for use. It usually ends up in landfill. Next slide, please. No one has ever published a report more on the characterization and treatability of a multi-species seafood processing plant, let alone three. There's nothing in the books that says, here's how you treat a plant that runs three different kinds of fish, two different kinds of shellfish. Over the last 30 years, ATC has been hired to fix seafood processing treatment systems that failed because they did not do a treatability study at the first step. You're starting with a treatability study. You'll be on the right track for getting rid of it. Next slide, please. Phase one. So we did a study. These are the phase one results. We concluded that shellfish and finfish should be treated separately. If you mix them together, it's more expensive than treating them separately. The influence to the BRC should be treated as soon as possible to control treatment costs. The fresher the seafood wastewater is, the easier it is to treat. The older it gets, the harder it is to treat. We can eliminate bacteria with our technology, and our system is very flexible. Operating parameters can be tuned to focus on reduced cost or maximize treatment efficiency. We can make the daily cost higher or lower depending on whether you want to have lower treatment costs or higher recovery. Next. Other findings. The number of permutations and combinations of products and processing lines across the three plants results in the very large swings in flow and pollutant loads. If you have only Dayang running a squid, that's what's going to be going to the treatment system. And on the other hand, if you have Dayang, Bornstein, and both the Bornstein plants running will have much higher loads. So we have to have a system that can handle high and low flows, high and low loads. The AFS system, which we've designed, is capable of operating efficiently over a wide range of flows and loads because of the modular design. It's a modular design. It's not just one big wastewater treatment system, it's modules. You can turn them on and off as required. For phase two, AFS will be tested on a pilot scale. We did benchtop testing. Next trial we're going to do is on a pilot scale. To validate the AFS benchtop results from phase one on a larger pilot scale, refine the BRC process design, confirm refined operating parameters, and refine capital and operating costs. So the next step is to refine the whole project so it's down to the dollars and cents and timelines. The pilot equipment used in phase two will be installed in the BRC and used as a diagnostic and training tool. So we're getting a small pilot facility, pilot scale the model of our system, and we can put it in the final BRC to be used as a training system or a diagnostic tool. Depending on approval and funding for phase two, it could be done in the summer of 2025 or 2026. Thank you. Any questions?
I should have probably maybe had this slide at the very beginning, but so phase one of the project is something that we just did and just wrapped up. And so that is complete. And we're looking at phase two right now, and that's coming up next. So phase two is going to be what's kind of called a 30% engineering design, kind of laying out all the problems and what needs to be solved. And then there will be following that a phase three, a phase four, and then a phase five. Next slide. So the results of phase one, ATC did a bunch of studies that have shown that the wastewater can be treated effectively. And with the technology they're developing, that's important for regulatory compliance and meeting DEQ's permit limits and requirements. As I mentioned earlier, those are really difficult to meet currently. The equipment will reduce bacteria limits to be able to meet standards, and then we're going to recover a whole bunch of organic material that could, like I said, be used in the fertilizer or compost or some other method. So the concept has been defined by the end of phase one. We know roughly where it will be located. We know how water will be moved from the processors to the plant. And we know what kind of infrastructure would be necessary. And we have kind of an idea of what it's going to cost. Next slide. So this is, I don't want to get too detailed here, but the idea is that the new building at the far bottom right end of the pier, that's where the processing building would be located, and it'd be approximately that size and location. This is just a concept of what the main floor would look like. You'd have offices on one end, and loading dock on another end, and all the processing equipment in the middle. And this is the second floor, so it would be a two-story facility with the open two stories in the middle and two floors on one end for offices and space. So for phase two, there's going to be pilot scale treatability study for IATC, which Alan just mentioned. One neat thing about having that equipment then in the BRC is that, you know, there are opportunities to maybe team with the community college to have training opportunities and wastewater treatment operator training facilities, that type of thing. So that's one neat thing. The rest of the other things we're going to have to do in phase two are figuring out how we're going to build something on the pier. Geotechnical is going to be really important, you know, looking at seismic and potential for seismic activity and how that would affect things. So looking at the foundation, figuring out exact pipeline routes and construction methods, refining costs and schedules and risk mitigation plans, and then also the DEQ permitting task, and then integration with the Pier 2 West construction project. Does anyone have any questions, or is that something that we can do there?
I have one question real quickly.
Sure.
Oregon State University with the seafood lab, is there any possibility of collaboration or partnership with them?
I think there would be, yeah, definitely.
But not yet.
They look at byproducts and they look at what comes out of the fish, and so we talk to them pretty frequently about these challenges and what could be done.
Yeah, because my neighbor, she works at the Oregon Seafood Extension, and she was talking wastewater to me, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize wastewater was such a big deal, and apparently it is. So my question is when do the regulations, these new regulations, have they gone into effect, or when will they go into effect?
They are in effect for some people and not for other people quite yet. It's in process,
okay.
And there's permits that are slowly coming out.
Okay. Thank you.
Is this the end of the presentation?
Yes.
Commissioner Hill, anything?
I don't. You know, the coverage in the book that we got, it's overwhelming.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's amazing. The amount of work that's gone forward.
Commissioner Spence, do you have anything?
Yes, I don't have any questions.
Okay. I have a few questions from Commissioner, who's unexpectedly absent, and I don't know how much he read of the document, but I'm going to ask them in the same manner he gave to me. Will the pipeline be buried, the one that goes underwater? Okay, good.
Yeah, the route of the new outfall pipeline that would run to the river for the discharge from this facility,
mm-hmm.
hasn't been fully defined, but it's going to be underneath the pier somewhere.
When he asked me these questions, I didn't have a chart in front of me, so I didn't know if there's already a pipeline area or no anchorage area there.
It would be all under the pier, so it would be protected from any ship traffic.
All righty. And he also asked me what the chances are that there will be a residual smell, bad smell.
We have a odor control system plan for the facility. It may not be necessary, but that's in the plans currently to have. So the entire facility would be enclosed, and the areas where things that would be producing odor are going to be, there would be a odor scrubber type of facility to take care of that.
Well, I'm excited with this. I think certainly it's a big, big step, and looking forward to more. I want to thank you for your presentation, and thanks for showing up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're marching in the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next item is going to require an explanation from staff, but you will see an action item later in the meeting related to this. The airport hangar draft lease, KAST Hangars LLC, item B. 60.
Commissioner, do we want to just, since this is advisory, just roll this into the discussion on the action item? It may make more sense to do that. We have our property manager, Sue Transu, here, and that way she can cover both while she's up at the lectern. Does that work?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
I don't think there's anybody who's going to object to that. So we'll roll on. We have action items tonight. And our first one, 7A. Is Northwest Oregon Works Grant Award. Boy, I hate these.
Do you hate him?
Well, no, I don't, Captain. Welcome, Captain Torbrello.
Thank you.
He wants to give us money again, and I think we should.
when I have a big check, that means like good things. Good afternoon, Executive Director, Port Commissioners, everyone. My name is Len Tumbarello. I work for Northwest Oregon Works, which is a workforce development board that serves five counties, including Clatsop. And I was here in August of 2024 to give some money to the Port of Astoria for a used forklift. I'm here today to give some more money from the Maritime Program Funding Pot. This will be the last one for this year because I've invested over $1 million of Oregon State money, but I thought $12,855 would help the Port of Astoria with a power washer. So, is my phone still on?
Yes.
So, on behalf of the state of Oregon, Northwest Oregon Works Board, and me, the Maritime Program Coordinator, I bestow on the Port of Astoria $12,855 to give you a power washer to power wash hulls.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh, anytime.
And just so you know, we're out of money for this year, and this money for maritime, the maritime sector, was a House bill, so it was a one-year money source that expires 30 June of 25. But we did such a good job of investing the money that right now it's in the governor's recommended budget for $2 million for the maritime program going forward. So that means we're starting to gain traction, and hopefully we'll have maritime money to give to maritime entities for years to come.
Thank you, sir. Don't lose that check.
What's that?
Don't lose that check.
Just to give the commission.
No, this is the important one right here.
An update kind of on the relationship we've built with Northwest Oregon Works and how helpful they've been. Over 3 years, with this check included, they'll have granted the port about $50,000 and just from the first year, giving us money to complete the Bowyer Master Plan, which got approved through this commission, to the forklift that he named, and then now this pressure wash that allows us new abilities to help our customers get to several layers deep of bottom paint and start fresh. So, thank you to Northwest Oregon Works.
Thank you. Appreciate your hard work.
Which is the grant award from Business Oregon.
I think we did too. Thank you. Business Oregon Grant Award, Peer Review Mitigation Information.
So Commissioners, page 152 of your packet, you have the information. This is a $60,000 award from the Business Oregon Special Public Works Fund, and this is related to added costs that we're experiencing in pre-construction phase of our Pier 2 reconstruction, more specifically for mitigation and permitting. And so this is something Shane Jensen, our grant writer, had worked on. There is a 25% match with this, however, we've already outspent the 25%, so it's a non-issue. So this just adds to the pool of funding as we get this project ready for construction, hopefully here soon. So asking tonight for a motion to accept $60,000 grant award from Business Oregon.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to accept the $60,000 grant award from Business Oregon for Pier 2 West mitigation and permitting.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Unanimously approved. Now we're on to item C, Pier 2 West Repair Design and Coordination Proposal.
Perfect. I think for this one we have Director McGrath, who kindly is calling in on his vacation to talk to this item. Can you hear us, Matt?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Very good. Okay, so real quickly, Commissioners, on page, what do we got? 154 of your packet. We had PND engineers do a thorough evaluation of the west side of Pier 2 substructure back in February. And when they came back with their findings, they suggested that we make some emergency repairs. And this is really to do with the fact that we're not going to be able to have the entire pier reconstructed within the next year. We're going to have to do this construction in three phases. So there's a lot of repairs, especially out on the north end of the pier, that need to be addressed immediately. And that is something it is looking at getting the construction into phase three that would not be done for a couple of years. And so what PND is proposing is to give us a scope of work that will do few things. One, it's going to give us a an a la carte menu for different bands. So they're going to do a scope of work that's going to represent five or six different types of repairs within a bent. And so within the hundreds of bents that we've got on the west side of Pier 2, we will be able to kind of drill down into each one of those bents and determine how many of the bents need repair type 1, how many of the bents need repair type 2, how many of the bents need repair type 3, and then get the emergency repairs done that will keep the pier viable until the reconstruction is completed. So what we're looking for tonight from the commission is approval for Pier 2 West reconstruction, those efforts that PND is looking to put the scope of work together for, so that they can give us a good idea of engineers' estimates, and then we can get it out to bid and to start working on the repairs for Pier 2 West as soon as possible.
Any questions for Mr. McGrath?
Will there be additional monies on top of this 34 and change?
For the repairs, yes. This is just for the engineering that's going to be needed to determine what the repairs need to be. They don't yet. That's what this is all intended to provide to the commission, like what is the and what are the costs going to be for those temporary repairs.
In calling these emergency repairs, does that satisfy the permitting for the Corps and National Marine Fisheries?
We already have the permits needed to do the repairs.
I missed that. Anyone else? Ready for a motion.
Mr. Spence want to grab one of those?
No further questions. Good explanation needed.
I move to approve the Pier 2 West repair design and coordination proposal that's presented by PNB Engineers, the sum being $34,280.
I'll second motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then unanimous approval. Now we're going to move on to action item D. Bornstein Seafoods Wastewater Treatment Facility Commercial Lease Agreement. Essentially, this is an amendment to the current lease.
It is. This was an advisory item on our previous agenda at the last meeting. So now it's moved to the action side, and here to present some of the key details, we have our property manager, Sue Transu.
Welcome, Sue.
Just to give you a quick summary, the Bornstein Seafoods has been leasing the enclosed parking, enclosed parking lot between 415 and 419 Gateway, which is now 417 Gateway, since January 1st of 2021, and the lease is set to expire on December 31st, 2026. The lot is currently being used to store equipment. However, Bornstein's and the Port of Astoria are requesting an amendment for the agreement in order to change the permitted use of the premises. The seafood processing tenants at the Port of Astoria operate under the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, 900J, National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System General Permit, which regulates wastewater discharges from seafood processing facilities. This permit establishes requirements for the treatment and discharge of processes of processed wastewater to protect water quality and surrounding waterways. As part of the new regulatory requirements, CDQ is requiring Bornstein Seafoods to construct and operate a dissolved air flotation DAF treatment system facility. So implementation of the system is necessary for Bornstein Seafoods to comply with the revised discharge limits in the updated 900J permit and to maintain continued operations of the port. So the amendment is to the current lease would allow the immediate commencement of the installation and operations of the DAF wastewater treatment facility. At this time, I would like to request your approval of the amendment to the Bornstein Seafood Gateway Bond.
Questions for the property manager? Any questions, Commissioner Smith?
No question.
I have none. We're ready for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the amendment to the Bornstein Seafoods commercial lease as presented.
Need a second?
Second.
Any discussion further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous approval. I think we're ready for item Echo and item. Sorry, but item E and advisory item B. You want to move forward with that?
So I'll just give a quick summary of the Cashhangers LLC. The property is located at 1270 Southeast Flatline Drive in Warrington, and it consists of a hangar space, office space, and exterior parking. The current tenant is Cashhangers LLC, which is managed by Chris Novoselic. The lease began on May 1st of 2024 and currently has no renewal options past May. The tenant would like to make improvements to the premises, which is in desperate need of repairs due to the age and deterioration in the structure. The tenant has expressed interest in performing the improvements at the tenant's expense in exchange for reduced rent for the use of the premises. It is the port's and tenant's desire to enter into a new agreement, and the new agreement would be a five-year lease commencing May 1st, 2025, which would allow for renewal options of three successive terms of 5 years each. So as the action item pertaining to the Cashhangers LLC, I would like to present the following documents for the Commission's approval. your packet on page 163 is a proposed resolution, which is declaring exemption from competitive bidding and authorizing a construction project pursuant to the lease agreement. On page 165 is the findings of facts, which was prepared by staff. The court is seeking, is asking the commission to accept the court's written findings of fact. And on page 167 of the packet, you will also find the lease, which includes a potential construction project taken on by the tenant. So at this time, I am seeking the commission's acceptance of the resolution and finding of fact. I would also like to request authorization for staff to enter into lease negotiations with Chris Novoselic based on the construction burden he's going to shoulder.
That would be a second motion. We would have to make two motions, I think.
That's not clear to me either.
I think we can just make the one. We can just make the one motion approving the resolution, since the lease is just advisory, and then that would come back to the commission likely at the first meeting in May. And at that meeting, we would be asking for a motion for approval.
So this simply is going to ask you to proceed for a negotiation with the contract?
So this motion is going to be authorizing resolution 2025-02, which declares an exemption from competitive bidding due to the fact that the work will be performed by the tenant.
There we go. Okay. Appreciate that. Any further questions for the property manager or staff? Any questions, Commissioner Smith?
No questions.
So we need a motion to approve the resolution number 2025-2.
Is there so moved?
Second.
Motion and a second. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Have a unanimous vote.
Thank you.
Hope your wedding's getting better.
Yeah, it is. It's on then.
Good. Thanks for coming out to see us tonight. We're ready for commission comments. Commissioner Spence, commissioner comments.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Will probably fill in the details, but as I understand that a foreign investment company called ER5 has agreed to come in and pay for the complete development of the waterfront master plan, which would include tearing down the Riverwalk Inn, building a new hotel, all the new food halls, and the additional hotel. It's very optimistic that in view of the financial condition that's taking place in this country, that foreign investment is willing to come in and invest heavily to a major redevelopment in implementing the master plan, our waterfront master plan. So that is very encouraging, and Will, during his reports, I'm sure, will flesh it out. Thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Hill?
Yes, I think I said something similar to this last meeting, but I'm going to say it again. The amount of activity at the port currently and in the future coming up is incredible. And it's amazing that the staff at the port can keep up with it. And I just am so amazed at their work ethic and their attitudes going forward. We are fortunate in this community to have the people that are working under Will Isom's
life, so to speak, and we're just so fortunate with the amount of work these people are doing.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rowan?
I could agree with those comments. Also attended the Clatsop Community College Foundation auction. I was on that board at one point, and I believe they've kind of turned the corner. It felt like a more optimistic event this year as opposed to last year's more trepidation in the air, even though they turned the corner. And so looking forward to good things at Clatsop Community College.
I have to agree with that as well. I was in attendance, and that always is something that both staff and commissioners should take a look at to attend. It's good to get us out there in front of people. We won't get questions asked like, what's the port done for me lately? Personally, I noted a public notice in the Daily Astorian for RFPs for the Airport Industrial Park. Are you going to cover that in your comments?
Not tonight, no.
Okay, so we'll leave that one away. I went to the Fisherman's Lunch Saturday. If you all didn't go, you missed it. Good food. Smoked tuna, smoked pork, smoked chicken. It was all free. Put on by, hosted by the England Marine. And I think probably at the peak it was about 100, 150 people coming and going. They had a lot of free stuff. That, companies that make things like life jackets and buoys and things, they donated them. It's a really good thing. And their focus was fishermen's wives. And I really enjoyed it. Told by the organization and England Marine that we should do that annually. And that's all I have to report. We're ready for executive officer, executive director comment.
Thank you, Commissioner. So just a few items tonight. I guess first, maybe I should have brought this up earlier during the BRC presentation. But one of the things that we're looking at now that we've completed phase one and moving forward is how are we going to fund this thing? And I think a big piece of this is making sure that we have good support from the state on this project as kind of a pilot program. And so here 2 weeks ago in this very room, we had Stephen Hammer as well as Aquaterra here and gave a rather lengthy presentation. And in that meeting, we had representatives from the governor's office, we had representatives from Oregon DEQ, as well as Business Oregon. I think the response was overwhelmingly positive to the work that's going on here. And so it feels like there's some real forward momentum, especially coming off the heels of the industrial symbiosis event that we had hosted here 6 or 8 weeks ago. So that was positive to hear, because as we go through these things, even if we have a great idea and we think the system will work, ultimately we need to make sure that there's support at the state level, not only from the financing side of things, but also the regulatory side, so that we're not moving forward with something that ultimately is dead on arrival. So I was glad that those folks were willing to come out here. I think the meeting lasted over 2 hours, and so it was a good discussion, a lot of information shared, and we were able to answer a lot of the questions, particularly coming forward from DEQ. So definitely positive. A few other things, and these are much shorter updates. We are currently in negotiations with our ILWU representative employees. We had our first meeting yesterday. We will meet again next Monday, and I'm hopeful that we can get something done fairly quickly. I think the last two rounds of negotiations went beyond the expiration of the current CBA, and so my hope is that we can get this thing done here in the next month or two, and starting on July 1, have the agreement in place. And so we'll be meeting again on Monday. Cruise ship season since our last meeting has got underway. We've had two vessels in here since our last meeting. We have an inaugural visit, the Europa 2, that will be here this Saturday.
And so that's in full swing. One other issue, I shouldn't call it an issue, opportunity that I did want to mention is the Astoria Upper Town Business Association started a market last year. And last year they were operating off the Columbia baseball field on the east end of town, kind of across the street from the hotel there. This year, that market, which starts next month, is moving across the street to the East Morning Basin side in some land over there. And they have requested from the port some parking during their market, which will occur Thursday afternoons. And so we are kind of working through some issues with designating some parking there. That's a bit of it's more complicated than it seems like it would be. One of them is just the volume. For a lot of days, there's ample parking there. It's no problem. But of course, once fishing season gets in full swing with buoy 10, there are times where we're at full capacity there. There's also some issues with grant monies that we receive from the state, from the Oregon State Marine Board. That puts a requirement on access to parking for the boat launch. And so we are working with that organization. I think we can find a way to get that done and help them get that market going this year. So I think it's good news for the community. It's something that'll be happening during the week. And I think the port, we should be able to help them out with that and provide them some parking options. And the last one I'll mention is I do plan on attending the candidate forum tonight at 7 p.m. for the upcoming election on May 20th. So it's tonight at 7 at Astoria High School.
Thank you. Questions for the director? Questions for the director, Commissioner? Okay. Anyone? Well, we have upcoming meeting dates. We have a regular session May 6th at 4 p.m. right here. An airport advisory committee meeting May 12th, 4 p.m. Those are usually conducted at the FBO. We have a budget meeting. Budget season is upon us. May 16th at 1 p.m. That will be held right here. And another workshop session, May 20th at 4 p.m. That's also here. We have a finance committee meeting too coming up.
Yes. It's tentatively scheduled for Monday, April 28th.
Thank you. April 28th. Be there a little while. Okay. Any other business? Yeah.